Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
But what got me puffy was thinking, as I was thinking about this last night, about how they're not married together. I don't buy this. They're a package deal. And I started to think about Joe Shane hiring a head coach. And when I did my research and realized that he has a long working relationship with Ben Johnson, I got very excited. I was like, wow. Does anybody even realize that?
No.
Like, that would change my kind of, if I'm a Giant fan, that would almost change my view on this. Fair or not to Brian Daboll, like, wait a second. Joe Shane and Ben Johnson are buds? They worked together in Miami for a bunch of years. He's the hottest coaching candidate. That would excite me, and that puffed me up.
Yeah, listen, if we got to April and Giants fans have this hot Ben Johnson and a rookie quarterback picking first or second overall, the fan base is going to be rejuvenated and excited. It's like the stale, oh, they fire Daboll and Shane.
Who's it sucks, man, now? To fire a coach. Dude, bro, yeah. I'm the first to tell you, it sucks.
Now, you know what got me puffed up and thinking about it?
What?
I need you to answer this question honestly, because I just triggered something I thought of last night. You're having nachos tomorrow, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I guess soon, big bag of chips, not all are going to be eaten yet, right?
Yeah.
Let me run this by you. Has anybody thought of the Thanksgiving leftover nacho on Friday?
So you take the turkey.
Shred up some turkey, some mashed potatoes like it's sour cream or guacamole, some stuffing throughout, and maybe a little cranberry on the nacho chips.
Hold on a second.
You sit down.
I'm literally texting my wife right now. I love it. I think that's a great idea.
Black Friday nachos, little Raiders Chiefs.
Well, we are
stuck.
And away
we go.
All of us as Americans are stuck with so many leftovers, especially in my household, because Abuelo cooks a lot. I mean, he cooks more than he probably should.
Everybody does, because you never want to go to the house where
totally
you feel like you're taking the last of something.
I'm certainly not alone in having a lot of leftovers, but what I would argue is I have more leftovers than most people. That's all I will say. So the idea...
Well, I mean, my father-in-law's a chef.
And so. he goes...
he goes overboard, which I love.
Right. I love about the man. I love that idea.
Yeah.
Taking your Thanksgiving leftovers into... Has anyone done that before?
I don't know.
Into the next day, Evan, or at that night?
No, like, the next day. He said Friday.
Oh, for the next day.
Yeah.
That's I think for the next day, I think, at least for me, I don't know, for you, Sean, like Italian family, we eat Christmas meal like 3 days after still because there's so many leftovers. But the nachos, the one thing I'd worry about is them being a little stale. So Abuelo's going to have to make sure they don't get stale.
Or soggy if there's the wrong kind of toppings on top.
Well, that's why you need proper nacho distribution. Don't just load up the chips and what you know, you got to spread them out on a pan.
I love that idea.
Yeah, everybody does the sandwich on rye bread. Like, we've been there, done that.
I agree.
Nacho it up.
And once you have it as a sandwich, you get bored with it. So you really do need to be creative in the amount of different ways you eat the leftovers. That is your best idea.
Thank you.
You've been here for many, many years at this company, at this show for about a year and a half. And you've had some good ideas, don't get me wrong. But this one's your best.
I'm in on it. I'm putting it down. 245, let me mark my idea.
And by the way, I think our entire audience should try it. Like, I think we should all, and then review it on Monday and see how it was.
We're going to watch football and hockey and basketball weekend anyway. And you're going to probably want nachos at some point, because what a red-blooded American doesn't.
Absolutely.
But you want turkey nachos, though, Sean, right? Let's be clear
here. Leftover nachos.
You have, like, a loaded nachos, essentially, except for... You know, chorizo, you go turkey.
Well, turkey is part of the leftovers. I mean, think about how many different ways we eat turkey after Thanksgiving. We have it on sandwiches like you described. We have it just, you know, regular turkey.
Love it.
My father-in-law even does the turkey quesadilla. We do that.
Really?
Dove just burst in to say he's very big on the turkey wrap because you could spread out the different sauces.
No, I'm with him on that. The turkey wrap is good, too. It's a great idea. All right, let's get back to the Giants and how much they suck. Let's go to Michael in Stony Brook. Hi, Michael.
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
What's
how are you?
Good.
I think the Daboll situation was rather predictable. If you knew the Giants were going to have a bad year, based on the dysfunctional relationship he had, not only with the defensive coordinator, but the offensive coordinator. And people that are condescending or abusive, they generally get abandoned during tough times.
It was, okay, so I give you what I thought at the time. It was a warning sign on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, surround yourself with the right people because Wink does have a very strong personality.
Right.
And let's see. Now, the one defense I'll have on Daboll.
Let's not absolve Wink in this, by the
way. No, I don't think we should. I think they both deserve kind of their own little blame in it.
Yeah.
But one thing I'll defend Brian Daboll on is that hasn't been the issue this year. There aren't issues, at least that we know of, Teak, issues with the coaching staff.
I don't think so.
And I don't know if his issues are necessarily with players or more was it the tune out because of the Daniel Jones decision and around the Daniel Jones decision and maybe the way it was kind of put out there. But to your point, the tune out was only 1 week so far.
Right.
If it turns into more than 1 week, I think we'll do further investigation into what the hell is going on.
Right. That's when you get worried with this. If this lingers, if this becomes an effort and soft, the word they used, issue over the next few weeks. And if it does, and guys are chirping or bitching and moaning after the game and throwing blame everywhere but themselves, then you have a coaching problem.
Yes.
That's how it presents itself. You start hearing it when guys start chirping in the media.
No question. John is in Deer Park. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Good.
It's only been a minute. I have happy Thanksgiving to all of you, by the way, real quick. Hey. I have two comments. One is a football comment and one is a baseball comment. I'll make it quick.
Yeah.
I think football-wise, because we don't like to acknowledge that tanking happens, we're underestimating the benefits of not winning a couple of games and getting great picks as opposed to winning a couple of games and not getting anything.
Here's
really,
the problem. Here's the
Giants,
John.
And the Jets.
John, here's the problem, all right? Let's ask Tiki. You know John Mara? I've met him three times in my entire life. Nice
yes.
guy. He always seems, every time I've met him, he's taking little shots at me for being a Jet fan, and I respect that. I actually appreciate that. I want to paint you a situation, and you tell me how you think John Mara, Giant fan, owner, businessman, would react to this conversation.
Go ahead.
All right? Joe Shane. I'm Joe Shane. Brian Daboll is like my little buddy sitting next to me. I'm like, hey, Mr. Mara, just a quick update on the season. Yeah, so we're going to lose a lot. And it's going to get ugly because we think we believe in Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, whatever. And we're going to go maybe 2-15, 1-16. So it's going to suck. It's going to get ugly. Hey, just wanted to give you a heads up. How would he react to that?
He'd say, no, I want to win.
Yes!
That's right.
Go kiss ass. Yeah, and if you think, and this is what a theory Tommy had earlier in the season, like, oh, they're coming back.
Yeah.
Everyone knows they're tanking. It was always flawed because
right.
John Mara's not going to be cool with
and,
that.
And nobody wants to see that.
Right.
No, I think John knows, just like every fan, that the last thing you want to go watch is a team that you know can't win or is not trying to win. It's just not a good product. It's not entertaining. It's like putting the worst movie possible out in the holidays just because you know people are going to come. Guess what? They're not going
to
go.
Are you referring to that Christmas Dwayne Johnson movie?
Yeah, especially that one.
Yes.
It's just terrible. Hey, let me see if I can steal people's money. Right? Nobody wants to believe that that's what you're doing.
You think in the 100th season of the New York Giants, John Mara was like, oh, that's a great idea. Don't worry,
exactly
guys. You guys
right.
are safe. Go embarrass my franchise now for 18 weeks.
Exactly right. There was optimism for this season. It's
right.
why they agreed to do Hard Knocks in the offseason, and it's why, you know, in the 100th season, there was so much pomp and circumstance around it because it meant something.
Right.
Right? And it just hasn't come to fruition.
No. And I think that the dangers of tanking, if you do believe that Brian Daboll is cocky enough to be saying to himself, screw it, let's just lose, I'm going to get the top pick, is that you won't survive that, coach.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's why this whole conversation is so much fun, but it's so flawed. You're not surviving it. The only time I think this could ever work is if you're about to take over a job and you're interviewing for the job. Let's say the Jets. Let's say, name the random general manager that's going to get the Jet job. Jeff Ireland, that clown.
Joe mm-hmm. Shane.
okay. Joe Shane walks in and Woody says, okay, you want to apply for the job? Tell me about what you do to fix the team. And Joe looks into his eyes and says, okay, I have an idea, but you're not going to like it, but I need to be honest with you. This is an interview. We got to knock the whole thing down, and we're going to go 0-17. I'm sorry. I just really believe that is our best avenue to winning, and we're going to get a ton of picks for Sauce. We're going to get a ton of picks for Garrett. I really believe in Arch Manning. I've done some back-channel conversations. He's the guy. So my pitch to you is we're going to lose. Now, Woody Johnson may hear that and say, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to London.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. But in the third year of an administration, that is not happening. It's fan fiction that John Mara would ever agree to that. It is.
But nobody's saying he agreed to it, but what I said earlier in the year is...
He did agree to it. You're not tanking unless you know you can keep your job or you're an idiot.
No. What I said earlier in the year is that Brian Daboll is tanking, but he's making it look like they're competitive in the games. Joe Shane even said, we're close in a lot of these losses. That's the narrative. We're a good 2-8. We're close in these games. Earlier in that season, if you go back to that Cowboy game, they did not try to win the game. They didn't. They tried to keep it close and not get blown out on primetime. I still stand by that. Now, obviously, things are unraveling here. We know what's going on with the veto. We know what's going on Sunday where the defense quit on the game. And that's the pitfalls of doing what they did.
Yes!
But
yes, that is the pitfalls of it.
And it may ultimately cost them their job.
Yes!
So I'm with you on that, but I still stand on business what I said earlier in the year that they were trying to be slick.
Tanking is, I get why we as fans talk about it and maybe even want it. It's not survivable. It's not a survivable strategy.